The 12th annual Gauntlet coming in February. The Advancement Foundation program has supported more than 1,500 entrepreneurs and small businesses in the region, helping them to launch and scale up. Joining us live by phone to talk about the Gauntlet this morning and other initiatives, Annette Patterson, president of nonprofit The Advancement Foundation. Annette, how are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you doing?
We are doing fine. Glad to have you with us, Annette. Now, as we get underway, when does the 2026 version of the Gauntlet start? And Annette, who should think about signing up for the mostly virtual program, and at what early stage in the business planning cycle would that make sense?
Well, it's really fantastic because the Gauntlet is all-inclusive. We have entrepreneurs who want to start a brewery. We have entrepreneurs who are doing service-type businesses, all kinds of Main Street businesses, cupcake shops, all of those sorts of things. And they could be, you know, it could be somebody that just has an idea. They're not sure what they want to do. They could have an idea, or they could already be in business, you know, a year, 5 years, 10 years, and be looking to grow. The Gauntlet program in particular starts February 3rd with an orientation class online. We have about 10 weeks of activities and online classes leading up to the award ceremony, which is scheduled for April 23rd. But this year, we're also introducing a second track called The Quest.
Yeah.
And The Quest is really, really interesting. It's focused on scaling high growth potential tech, innovative ideas, inventions. Anybody that would fall into that category would go down the Quest pathway, which is also leads to a competition, but it's a little different format. So Gauntlet will be online classes every Tuesday evening. We also have lots of networking events so people can meet each other in person across the region. This year for Gauntlet, we are actually gamifying the program. So typically in the last years, folks would write their business plan as they learn the information in each of these classes. But this year, every 2 weeks, if they have met kind of the milestones as they're learning, they will actually unlock awards throughout the program. So it makes it very action-oriented. They're not waiting till the end of the program to put a plan together. They're actually attacking these different issues as they go. So it's going to be really cool because it will help them stay on track. Those that, you know, are just really wanting to gather the information and they're not necessarily ready to jump into business or jump into these changes, they can kind of go at their own pace. But the ones who are really serious about growing their businesses and get these milestones met will actually be able to receive awards as they go.
Good morning, Annette. This is Gene Morano, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Quest in a second. I did want to ask you, one of the things you put out in the information is that you say that this is not theory, this is implementation with active and meaningful support. Talk about that support, and is it available to startups that get through the Gauntlet program once they're gone?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that I have loved over the last now 12 years, we really have a tribe of entrepreneurs who have come through the program, and the participants that are for this year will be introduced to those people along the way, either through events or presentations that they'll give about their journey. I think it's super helpful for entrepreneurs to understand that entrepreneurship is not a straight line, that you have to have an open mindset, you have to pivot when you need to. So they'll have the opportunity to connect with those folks, as well as mentors. So even after the program, we have, you know, entrepreneurs that went through the program 6 years ago who will call up and say, hey, man, I'm really struggling with, you know, cash flow. Can you, you know, help me work through some of this? So it is a club, and we continue to work together to help entrepreneurs whatever level they're at.
I wanted to ask you, too, talk about how much the fee is for the Gauntlet and how would people sign up?
So the online, on our website, there is a form that they fill out. It's the first button on the front page that gives them the opportunity, whether they're interested, whether they think they've qualified for Gauntlet or for Quest. It gives everybody one platform to sort of give us their background, give us the, you know, information about their business or their idea, and then we are going to go through those forms and we'll sort of put people on the correct path. So if it's Gauntlet, they'll know that that's it. Or if they're invited to be into Quest, we'll let them know of that. So the form is right on our front page at theadvancementfoundation.org, and they just fill it out. It asks all kinds of questions about their level of knowledge or their perceived level of knowledge in different areas, how far along they are in their business. Is it just an idea? Are they having an existing business? What locality they're in. We work with the entire region, so that's really cool. We can connect entrepreneurs in Roanoke with entrepreneurs in Rockbridge or Allegheny. And same thing with our mentors. We might have a mentor in Allegheny, and we connect them with someone in Botetourt. So there's a very deep network that has been built along with our partners like the SBDC, SCORE, all the economic development offices. So we really are working to make this ecosystem very powerful and very comprehensive for our entrepreneurs.
All righty, it is 8:50. We have Annette Patterson with us this morning, president of nonprofit The Advancement Foundation. We're talking about the gauntlet. Annette, now comes the quest, designed for high growth, scaling businesses and innovation-driven entrepreneurs looking for maybe 20 startups. Why the quest? Is it a better fit maybe than the gauntlet, Annette, in some cases?
Absolutely. So, there are folks that are looking to, say, scale their business. In fact, I'm talking to a coffee roaster right now who's, done really great work, has a following, has a brand, and they're ready to take it to the next level. They want to, scale their production. They want to scale their distribution. And so that's a very different conversation than, just basic, general, here's how to, get your business off the ground or grow your business. So those folks will have a very different experience. It's not an online class. It's more tailored to their specific industry and their specific need. And that's why that's a smaller group, because it's a little more intensive on staff and volunteers as far as making sure that they're getting the information that they need that relates to exactly what they're trying to achieve. A tech company and what a tech company needs is very different than, say, a brewery or, a business like that, retail business or something like that.
So the quest is all in person?
Well, it's really one-on-one meetings as needed. They could be online meetings. If we were going to connect them with an expert in, say, packaging or something like that, they could do it online, they could do it in person, but it'll be based on what they need at the time as they go through the program, and each one will be very different.
I'm talking with Annette Patterson from the Advancement Foundation. I'm wondering, are any of the people do you envision going through the Quest program, Annette, maybe a startup that maybe would have been looking to get into the Roanoke-Blacksburg Technology Council, or the RAMP program for Accelerator?
Absolutely. And that, that's, again, how this ecosystem works. We can feed folks from our programs into RAMP that are appropriate, and that's a fantastic program. It'll take them, again, to the next level. So we work hand-in-hand with all of those different organizations based on, what they're offering.
I'm just wondering, Annette, if you could talk about just even with the gauntlet or people get together in, in these meetings online, is it amazing sometimes how this particular business will have something that can help that startup, and this startup has something that can help a lot of another startup? Over the first 11 years, have you seen a lot of that where there's some collaboration even among the people that are in the gauntlet program?
Yes, and it's amazing because it's a competition, right? And I can't tell you how many times, we've had some great examples that I think about is people preparing their business plan that maybe are not as familiar with, say, they're trying to develop their budget on Excel or something like that. We will have other entrepreneurs in the program help other entrepreneurs get their presentation together. So also then just, collaborating and finding ways to leverage their marketing resources to do something together. Especially when there's like complementary businesses where, they're offering different things, but they are, they definitely have similar kind of customers. So it's a very powerful opportunity to connect and to just share ideas, brainstorm. If you're one of those people that's very black and white and you're not necessarily super creative, to get around a table during one of our classes virtually, we set people up in tables where they can discuss certain challenges and they can share ideas. So it's really great all the way around because you can interact with people that approach things very differently from you, but also have skill sets that maybe you don't have.
We have a couple of minutes left with Annette Patterson, president of the nonprofit Advancement Foundation. The Gauntlet starts February 3rd. Do you have a starting date for the quest?
Same time. It'll be right around the same time, okay. Even though they're not, you know, they're obviously not going right. to the classes, although they're welcome to do that. We'll start about that same right. time so that they can track around the same time for the ending.
Give us a little bit of a short history, Quizzer. The Gauntlet began quaintly, let's say, in person in Vinton.
Yeah.
And then it kind of spread out. And was it COVID that put it online? And then you said, wait a minute, we can reach more people like this to more in a bigger region?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. So we had 15 entrepreneurs that first year, 2014. It was, we were kind of feeling our way through it. And it helped us realize that we needed mentors from the community. So we went out and recruited people who had knowledge in areas that our staff didn't have, and that really worked. And then, you know, the class grew to 35 and then 40. And then the largest class we've ever had was 170, and that was in 2020. We were meeting in six different locations across the region in person. And everybody, you know, we all thought this was going to be a two-week thing, right? So March the 13th, Friday the 13th, in anticipation of the next week's class, we developed this online system. We sent everybody the link and got them online. And, you know, none of us had any – I didn't have any experience in any of that. And we fumbled our way through those first couple classes, and all of a sudden we started realizing we could cross-connect people. And it was magic. I mean, it was absolutely incredible how it just flourished. And then, of course, after 2020, we had the option to go back in person, but we could reach so many more entrepreneurs who maybe have kids and they can't go to a physical space at night and without getting a babysitter, or they take care of aging parents, or they're tired, or they want to be in their pajamas. So now all of a sudden, you know, people are more apt to come because they're like, hey, I can just sit in my family room and be on my computer. So we never went back to fully in-person classes, and we've never looked back. Same thing with the entrepreneurs and the mentors, connecting them. It's just made such a difference, and that ecosystem, that larger ecosystem connecting to resources that are available across the region is incredible.
All right, we got a couple minutes left with Annette Patterson from the Advancement Foundation. Talk about the competition round in the Gauntlet. I typically, what, about half the small business startups will elect to go to that round, and talk about the fact that they can walk away with cash and in kind. And I think at this point, after 11 years, you're in the millions of dollars as far as what's been handed out, correct?
Yeah, those first couple years, it maybe was like $50,000, $70,000, whatever. We've gotten up to $300,000 in cash and in kind prizes. You know, when we can leverage in kind, like, for example, websites. So we'll approach, you know, like Access Marketing. We would like to offer websites. Would you donate one? Eddie Alexander, you know, we need branding. We need, you know, this and that, whatever. And it's much easier for companies to give their services because that's what they do and they're experts in those areas. So rather than give somebody cash to go buy that, We leverage the exposure for these companies who want to donate things to get exposure as sponsors of this program. So that helps them. It helps our entrepreneurs see who's supporting business development in the community and get to know them. And so it's a good thing for the companies who donate, and then also, you know, obviously good for our entrepreneurs. So we actually design packages based on what each company needs. And so it takes 2 weeks for us to get the packages together based on what they need. So the top level tier, the platinum group, get more cash. And then everybody that goes to the Gauntlet gets something that they need. So they're guaranteed they're going to get some sort of award that will be something that they have outlined maybe with their mentor that, okay, this is the next step I need. So.
All right, we're going to have to wrap it up here. The Quest and the Gauntlet are coming up starting February 3rd. Go to theadvancementfoundation.org for more information. And yeah, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us on.